This week's parasha, Parashas Re'eh, discusses one of the mitzvahs that the parasha discusses, the mitzvah of tzedakah, which really begins with the pesukim of Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Yiyeh B'cha Evyon, Me'achad Achecha, V'chulei. But even a few pesukim earlier in Perek Yudal Chav Beis is one of the most foundational messages of tzedakah. It says Aser to Aser. It's really talking about Meiser. But the Gemara Dajin's Aser Kadesh Tzasher. The more you tithe, the wealthier you become. The more tzedakah you give, the wealthier you become. And when the Torah speaks about tzedakah more directly, a few pesukim later, Ki Yiyeh B'cha Evyon, then in Pasuk Ches, the next Pasuk, the message is very clear. Ki Pasach Tiftach Es Yadcha. First of all, many of the words in these pesukim are double. Pasach Tiftach, Aser to Aser, Ha'avei Ta'avitenu. It's telling us to stress these nekudos, these mitzvos, are certainly stressed. And the message is ki pasoch tiftach. You have to certainly open your hand. And Rashi says lamadnu gemara. I'm sorry. The Rashi tells us afilu kama pa'amim, many times. You got to keep on giving. So I saw in the Sefer Matoka Or a very interesting thing. He brings and actually looked it up on the internet, and it's true that in Africa they were trying to study a certain species of monkeys. And they figured out that these monkeys are attracted to rice with spices. So they set up a box with rice and spices. And what they did was they made a hole that the monkey could fit his hand into the hole to get the rice. But it will only fit if the hand is straight. But if the hand is clenched into a fist, then it won't be able to get in and out of the hole. And sure enough, the monkey stuck his hand into the hole and obviously grabbed the rice that was inside the box, but the monkey couldn't get his hand out. Why? Because he was still holding on to the rice, and all the monkeys came from nearby because they smelled the rice, and this monkey couldn't leave. He couldn't get out of the box. He couldn't get his hand out of the box. And of course, all the hunters that were nearby, the monkey hunters, were laughing and cracking up. How could it be this monkey? He's stuck. He can't get out. Why? Because he's not opening his hand. He can't let go of the rice. Right, because his focus is on the rice. But this teaches us a tremendous lesson. When a person has a clenched fist, a person can't give, he can't survive, he can't function, if he's like a monkey. When a person realizes that what he has to do in life is to give to others, that's one of the greatest, certainly Avraham Avinu taught this to us, and Olam Chesed Yibon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Rachum HaFatar Rachum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed us the model of benevolence, of giving. The whole point of this world is to give and to give. To keep to ourselves is certainly worthless. Famous mashal that many people say over, that if a person has a bag of rolls, let's say 10 rolls of bread, right, on the way home, he gives two of them to an ani. And you come home and the parent asks the child, how many rolls do you have? And he said, oh, I have 8 rolls. And the answer is, no, you don't have 8 rolls, you have 2 rolls. The 8 rolls will be here and gone once they're consumed. But the 2 rolls that a person gives to an ani, the 2 rolls that a person gives to somebody who's needy, last forever. They're eternal. The sort of giving, but the only way to give is to be able to be pasach tiftach es yadcha, to certainly open your hand, right? I really hope that most people have that feeling in life. I understand the person has to enjoy life. There's certain luxuries and certain expenses, no question about it. But in the end of the day, this is a model that a person has to live with. That what does he need already? And what about the person next to us? The person next to us is in need, is in dire need. So why don't I give it to him? And the Torah tells us, Aser Kadesh Tzasher. You're not losing out. You're only gaining. When you give to others, you only gain. The Motoko quotes also from Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. He says that when it comes to Slach Lanu Avinu, when it comes to the bracha and Shemoneh Esrei of Slach Lanu Avinu, we bang our chests with our egrof, with our fist. Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, who was one of the Chachmei Hungaria that was killed in the Shoah, Darshan the pasuk in Daniel, Perek Dalad pasuk Chav Dalad, V'chatach b'tzdaka prok. Your sins will become redeemed and atoned through tzdaka. And the idea is, when a person gets stuck and he opens his hands, he can be mechaper in his chatoim. I would also like to maybe say this, another idea, that when a person sins, what does a person do when he sins? It's all about, he needs it. I need to eat the cheeseburger. I need to speak Lashon Hara. I need to do the wrong thing. I need. But if a person has the mentality of, I'm not living for myself, I'm living for others, so then I'm living for Kvod Shemayim, let's say, then I don't need this. I don't need to eat a cheeseburger. I don't need to do any Averos. And that's one of the messages of the idea of Pasach Tiftach Hazyadcha. If you're into giving to others, so then you, and not focusing on nourishing and pampering yourself, so not only will you be more attuned to giving tzedakah, but you'll also be more careful about doing averus. Because what do you need it for? Right? When a person, let's say, gets upset about something, okay, so you're a few minutes late to something, right? Somebody cuts you off in the okay, big deal. Actually, today, I was parking and somebody just swiped by me and he hit my mirror. He didn't end up doing any damage. Oh, yeah. I was like, who cares? It's totally fine. It didn't bother me. I mean, not that I'm saying, just a small idea. We have to be able to live with a situation like, what are we here for? What is our purpose in life? And certainly to do Torah and mitzvahs and to be dovek, to be close to Hashem, and to give to others, to follow the ways of Hashem. And when you put things into perspective, you realize that that we shouldn't live with a selfish mentality, that we need to live with our fists closed because we need it for ourselves. I also want to make note that I went to the Shiva house of a very, very chashuv Rav from my neighborhood. His name is Rav Yosef Eliezer Ben Chaim Yishaya Acker, a very, very chashuv Rav in the neighborhood. And he was a huge masmid. He got smicha, 26 years old, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And they were showing the letter around. The letter was showered him with tremendous praise. And he was huge, huge in Torah. But his son kept on telling over stories about chesed. Now, when it comes to chesed, okay, to become the master Talmud Chacham and so on, okay, not all of us are cut out for it, not all of us have the time for it. We should all try to be, but to be Baal Chesed, that is true, and if that's what, and that was like the defining characteristic that the son was talking about. Of course he was a huge in Torah, but he was excelled in Chesed, it comes together. If a person is so entrenched in Limud HaTorah and Avodas Hashem, so he understands, what do I need already? He lived in a very simple apartment, he lived simply, and he was telling over, he heard about an orphan or somebody who needs to get married. He gave him $1,000. He gave him, and all these people came. They didn't necessarily, the family didn't know them, but one by one throughout the whole week of Shiva, people were coming and describing and telling over stories about tremendous chesed that this Rav did. And chesed is something I think we could all relate to, no matter where we are in life. We can always help out in our families, in our friends, and our community when it comes to chesed. Now, I usually don't like to do this, but one of the things I do in yeshiva is help out in fundraising. And it's also, I have to praise, there's so many guys, so many alumni, that all I have to do is say the yeshiva could use donations, and they just give and give and give. There's one particular person that wasn't making so much money. Well, this is years ago. He's making, let's say, $1,400 a month. And he said, okay, should I give the yeshiva $1,400 a month? Should I give the yeshiva $100 a month, which is a tremendous amount of money, or $140 a month, which is exact miser from his monthly wage. And I said, you can give 100. But the point is that a person was so willing to give, that's a person who understands that 10%, the miser, is not even his. He wants to know, okay, where can I give it first? And there's so many people that are giving, that have, are making a parnasa, that if they understand that every penny that they get into their pocket, it's not because they're so smart, and it's not because they went to the right schools. It's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided this is going to be your monthly income. And the least we can do, and I try, Blin Eder, to do the same thing, the least we can do is to give 10% of our income. Now, you'd be surprised, but there are many people in the world, and there's even groups of this, that they're makbid to give 20%, and giving 20% of one's income is even a higher madriga. But certainly, it's not even halacha, it's a minhug. And the Haftorah, I forgot which Haftorah, the Navi tells us that this is the one area of this one mitzvah we're able to test Hashem. The language of the pasuk, the Chanuni Gam Bazos, test me on tzedakah. You give tzedakah, I'll take care of you. And I can personally attest in my life that Bli Ayin Hara and Bli Neder, I try to give ma'aser, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown me time and time again that He'll take care. You know, He'll provide me for whatever I need. Ve'ez Hashem Admei Ve'esrim. And it's really true. And you can, I've spoken to many wealthy people. People who give a lot of tzedakah, and they all have told me that they see it very clearly. The more tzedakah that they give, the more prasad that they've seen in their life. Right? Some people can say, oh, he's asking me for more money. Other people, the right approach is saying, wow, another zchus, another opportunity for me to help and to be poseach tzedakah. So we should all be zocheh be'ezus Hashem to have the mentality and the ability to continuously be poseach tzedakah, ki poseach tiftach tzedakah. If we're poseach, if we're pasach tiftach es yadcha, then HaKadosh Baruch will continue to be posech es edecha u'masbiya l'chol chai rotzon u'shbizoicha to his psichas hayad after our psichas yad. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.